CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The Canadian Armed Forces will be doing a unique training exercise in May in Huron and Bruce County. The Huron County OPP will assist with the exercise, managing traffic flow and ensuring the armed forces have what they need to complete the training. Constable Craig Solden says the exercise will be simulating an extreme heat scenario.
Kind of a realistic training exercise, I suppose, where they do wellness checks, simulated search and rescue operations, establish a cooling center, just in the event that there was extreme heat. I think that's the idea of the exercise. So it is unique. We haven't seen this here before. It's interesting. I think it's good training for the armed forces personnel, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Constable Solden wants to ensure that everyone is aware of the training exercise between May 3rd and 5th and asks that no one be alarmed by the presence of the armed forces. The public may spot Army vehicles and personnel in the Goderich, Wingham, and Hensel area. Gray Bruce OPP officers are on the lookout for a stolen gray and black Jeep Wrangler. The vehicle was taken April 13th between 4 and 9 in the morning from Highway 21 on Saugeen First Nation. Anyone with information should call OPP. Minto is looking for new vendors for this year's Minto Farmers Market. Marketing and Community Development Coordinator Erin Raftis explains what the Farmers Market is.
Minto Farmers Market is open from June 1st to September 28th on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Palmerston Railway Heritage Museum. We've got a great lineup of different vendors, farm vendors. They have produce, different baked goods, and also some artisan craft vendors. So a great little selection that you can come by and shop local, fresh, homegrown food every Saturday morning throughout the summer.
She adds that they are partnering once again with the other farmers markets in Wellington County, including Wellington North, who are also accepting vendor applications. The local food bank will benefit from the Connect Club of Walkerton's Dinner on Durham event this summer. Connect spokesperson Christine Brandt says Dinner on Durham is an elegant summer affair, which is set for Saturday, July 27th.
We'll be setting up tables and chairs right down the middle of Durham Street, serving a community meal. We'll have some live music and some drinks, and it's going to be a great event.
As in previous years, the Dinner on Durham theme is black and white. That means decor and clothing will be black and white. The chef at the Best Western Plus in Walkerton will serve platter-style dinners to people seated at tables of eight. Tickets are available at walkertonconnects@gmail.com. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. Partly sunny this afternoon and clear overnight, low near 1 tonight. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 14 degrees on Wednesday, becoming cloudy and windy with showers and a high of 13 and chance of showers for Thursday, high near 15.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.